I circled back the way I'd come, looking for an opening. Soon I found a pile of dead brush I hadn't paid any attention to before, all of it lying with its limbs reaching upward. It had been stacked. I pulled the nearest branch away. The base had a diagonal slice across it. Carefully, I removed another branch and found a similar cut. Packard still had to be hidden in that thicket. I tried to suppress my excitement. I had to be quiet in case Packard was inside right now. I pulled the last branch away and saw a small passage tunneling through the thicket. On the ground, leading into the thicket, was a heel print. I hunkered down and crept forward, taking care not to snag my knapsack. I moved slowly, quietly. A few feet further led me to an opening in the interior side of the thicket. Cautiously, I peered out. Inside the thicket were more trees, but not so dense. And beyond the trees, there appeared to be a wide clearing. I moved forward, gliding from tree to tree, staying behind cover. The clearing opened before me, a wide expanse of grass surrounding a small pond. I could see 6 Mile Creek trickling into it on the far side. I realized that if 6 Mile emptied into the clear boggy, then it flowed out of the pond, going underground again for some distance. But here was the water supply that Packard needed for making moonshine. On the other side of the clearing, through some trees, a torn patchwork tent sagged halfway to the ground. My eyes quickly scanned the shabby dwelling. It certainly looked like something Packard would live in. Something shiny caught my eye. Further back into the woods was a small boiler with copper tubing that coiled upward, then turned down into a jug. I had found the still. In front of the tent, something moved. Leif Packard squatted under his John Deere cap, rocking on his heels, looking straight at me.